Hello, the date is Tuesday, July the 11th, and welcome to Pagano Boo. My name is JL Pagano, and I'm a self-confessed social media addict. I have a blog at jlpagano.net, I'm on Twitter as @JL_Pagano, and you can also find me on Facebook. Had to go with this whole audio boo thing yesterday. I was talking about the World Cup and GAA, but I got cut off at the end because I didn't realize there was a time limit, but that's a good thing because I feel there's so much social media content out there that you need to keep things brief. So hopefully I'm better prepared today. What I want to talk about this time to be a bit of a change is politics. I heard an interview about half an hour ago on News Talk. It was between Ivan Yates and the Labour Party leader, Eamon Gilmore. Now, I went straight on Twitter afterwards because I was so angry and I said the following. Ivan Yates is a major league arsehole. Now, I want to walk back from that a little bit because my anger wasn't so much directed at him. It was directed at the prevailing political culture in this country, whereby we assume that there are only two parties capable of running the country. And I totally disagree with that. I believe it's time for a change. My views, generally, when it comes to politics and government, can only be described as left-wing. I believe that a government's priority should be towards three things: health, education, and policing, with the assumption being that with a healthy, well-educated, law-abiding population, the business communities and local communities and all the other aspects of the country will be able to look after themselves. That's what I believe. I believe the right-wing governments that the country has had up to now has been too much focused on the business community itself and its ability to make profits. And everything else has been left by the wayside and basically considered an afterthought. Now, obviously, the top left-wing party in Ireland is the Labour Party. And by no means has it been perfect down through Irish history. And I don't want this to sound like it's a party political broadcast. I'm just trying to outline here what I believe this country needs. And I do strongly believe that it's about time that this country, for the first time since the history of the state, had a left-wing-led government. Now, unfortunately, because of that prevailing political culture I spoke of earlier, it would take a long time for that to happen. And I would hope that the current Labour Party that we have, led by Gilmore, would be able to appreciate the time and effort and that it would take to bring that about. I do not believe they would have a hope in hell of winning the next election. And I think if they could be patient and be willing to stand up and stand against the two so-called civil war parties, then a victory for Labour in the next election would be a case where they get the 50-plus seats that Gilmore says he wants. And you may not believe this is possible, but force Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to go into coalition together. Because if there's enough of a threat from the left, I have a feeling those two parties would say, well, listen, let's cut our losses and go together. And we'd have a new Dáil whereby you'd have two parties on one side of the house. I would think Fine Gael would be the major party in that little arrangement. And Labour on the other side of the house with their 50-plus seats. Now, that may not ever happen, but I'm just saying that if Labour or the Irish left is ever to get to the top of the table, which is I feel it should be aspiring to, it has to look at the possibility of it not getting it straight away and building, slowly building, so that maybe two, even three elections down the line. Obviously, the problem with that is you've got TDs, people in the Labour Party now, like Gilmore and Joan Bruton and Pat Rabbit and all them, who want to be ministers now. They want to get their minister salaries now. They want to get their moment in the sun now. And I I'm nothing against that, but I just hope that there's a willingness in the general Irish left to work towards have an overall goal of actually leading the country for the first time since the formation of the state. Well, my clock is running out now, so I'm going to sign off. Thanks for listening, and obviously I think more about this, but I can put the rest of my blog, and I'll try to talk about more lighthearted things later in the week. Thanks for listening. See ya. Bye-bye.